welcome to the 12th episode of the Not Your Mama's Gamers podcast, a podcast where we talk about games and gaming from a feminist perspective. I am one of your co-hosts, Samantha Blackman. I'm an associate professor at Purdue University in wonderful West Lafayette, Indiana. And Alex is laughing hysterically because she's never seen me do this live, which means, yes, we are actually all sitting in the same room recording tonight. As I said, I'm here in wonderful West Lafayette, Indiana, where I specialize in minority rhetorics and digital humanities. And I am joined tonight by my two wonderful co-hosts, as well as our very small studio audience. And so I'll allow them to introduce themselves.
Okay, well, I am Sarah White, and I am normally in Michigan City, Indiana, but now I am sitting here in the wonderful West Lafayette, across the table from Alex, and next to Samantha, and I teach creative writing and composition, normally at Purdue North Central, I should say.
All right, well, I'm Alex. I would like to know why they call it Michigan City. Do you know the history?
They Indiana. Call it Michigan City. I was going to make a joke with from Anchorman, but I won't. I was going to say it's German for a whale's vagina. But anyway.
Thanks for letting us know what you were going to say, though.
No, it's because I think it's on Lake Michigan. So because it's on Lake Michigan, they call it Michigan City.
That's really boring.
Yeah.
My name is Alex. I am a PhD student here at Purdue in wonderful West Lafayette. And I study games and things that have to do with gaming. And lately, games and education, which is kind of weird. But, yeah.
So, tonight we'll do our usual thing. We'll do our what you've been playing, what you've been reading, and our wonderful what you've been drinking, or what are you drinking. Thanks for the sound effect, Alex. and Ricky. I'll go ahead and start. What have I been playing? Been playing some L.A. Noire. Also been playing some Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time for the Nintendo 3DS, which has finally made that $250 purchase fucking worth it. It's been a pretty awesome game. I have to admit that I was never a Nintendo buff, so I never played the original Ocarina of Time. And this one is awesome, I have to say. Between the actual gameplay, playing with the touch screen and the 3D graphics, I've got to say I've been really happy with the experience thus far. I haven't gotten very far because the game just came out, but I'm definitely having fun with that. Still going, playing my way through L.A. Noire. Haven't had a lot of gameplay and time this week, but still going around with dead sodomized women and trying to see how that ends.
How can you laugh at that, Ricky? How dare you?
Yeah, really. Jeez.
I'm trying to think what else I've been playing this week. I've been playing some Dance Central. I taught my then two, now 3-year-old, to play some Dance Central, and she's been having a ball. I've been took video of her doing the Soulja Boy because it was just too damn cute. And that's been about it for me. What have you guys been playing?
Let's see. I've been playing a lot. Well, we just recorded, it feels like. So I've been playing some of the same stuff. I've been playing a lot of Enemies and Allies. And let's see.
Hanging
with Friends. I've been doing a lot of that, although I've been falling behind like the last 12 hours. There's something else I've been playing, and while you were talking, I was trying to think of it, and I can't remember, so, that's all I've been playing right now, but when I think of it, I'll shout it out.
Well, because the last podcast, I was introduced to Enemies and Allies, and I think I was highly encouraged to join and form my own little island and community. Since that time, of course, I've been attacked by Alex Lane.
Hey.
More than once. And I noticed in our little bar at the bottom, Alex Lane is accumulating black hearts, which means bad guy, and Samantha and I seem to have the red hearts. Right? So
you don't want to get beat.
Who's on the good side of the force on this crew? So And I've, too, been playing L.A. Noire, and I have never cheated by looking at a walkthrough at all.
I remembered what it was, but I had to look it up on my Facebook.
Alex is trying to mess with our computer in the middle of my telling you when I'm
playing.
Well,
that's your computer. I'm sorry, keep going.
L.A. Noire. That's what I've been playing.
You're almost done, right?
I am almost done, and yes, I did just lie. I have been doing the walkthroughs. In fact, I went home last weekend, and my parents were not there. They were missing. And so
did they know you were coming?
No, they weren't. But I noticed as I went around their living room, I sometimes felt a little vibration over important documents that led me to where their whereabouts were. I'm getting better at these things. Yeah, I really am.
So. Is she interrogating the dog?
Interrogating the dog.
He lied a lot.
Don't lie. Now, but Cole always says, don't lie about it. You know something about it. But it's getting kind of laborious with that stuff. I'm tired of chasing. I'm tired of running people. You know, it's like the same old gameplays. But, I mean, the narrative picks up. It does. But,
yeah. Cool. In terms of what have we been reading, I haven't done much reading. I haven't done any reading on games or game-related stuff. I've read a dissertation prospectus on film and rhetoric, but that's about it. I haven't done a lot of reading because we did just record, so I haven't done a lot of recording. I haven't done a lot of recording. I haven't done a lot of reading since then. I've been spending a lot of time getting ready to be the mother of a three-year-old and then being the mother of a three-year-old. So not much reading on this front. What about you, Alex?
Last time we recorded, I was just starting a book. Or no, I don't think I was even just starting it. I hadn't started it yet, but it was Finite and Infinite Games by James Carse. I think I wrote a blog post about it. That's what I'm thinking.
Mm. You did post a blog?
Yeah, so I just finished that this morning, actually. And that was a really interesting game. It's sort of like a philosophical exercise about games and life. It's interesting because the guy's a religion professor and not a game studies person at all, and a philosopher, so he kind of comes at it from like a, I guess more of like an games is like an existential type of thing. And I actually had a couple lines that I were going to read that I found particularly hilarious, so hold on.
Well, while she's figuring all that out, what about you, Sarah? What have you been reading this week?
Well, I will admit that I have not been reading anything. Just news stories and student papers, and once again, I am the least enlightened of our crew. But we see now that...
I have my book now.
Yes.
Here is one of the quotes I wanted to read for everybody. Killers are not victors. They are unopposed competitors, players without a game... living contradictions. Isn't that really messed up?
Yeah, honestly, I don't really agree with that.
I wanted to share that with you guys because I didn't know what I thought about that.
You said that they're unopposed.
Unopposed competitors?
Unopposed
competitors. But that's not true.
Because the game they're playing, no one else is playing. So they're not like winning. They're just.
What if they're playing somebody that's trying to kill them?
That's what I'm
saying. And they're just better at killing.
Then they're probably victors.
Yeah, I think that's very one-sided.
You don't need to get mad.
That's just going to piss me off.
She just threw it at the wall. No, I was feeling the same thing. They're not unopposed, you know?
Well, fine. Oh, I thought it was interesting.
Well, I think it's interesting, too.
I think serial killers are unopposed victors.
I think that okay. Right now because he is unopposed victor as he sneaks more liquor.
No. Obviously, we don't mean liquor. We mean contraband.
Contraband.
Excuse me.
Winning.
And he is winning. So we'll move to the what you've been drinking or what are you drinking segment of our podcast.
Obviously, the drinking trumps the reading for us. We all participate.
Well, you know how Oprah gives people homes and cars? We are giving out contraband.
Okay, so wait. I remember the last game I was playing. Oh. Edgeworld. It's a new Facebook game. And it's like a... If you remember the first Halo, you know, the campaign mode? It's kind of like that. Like, you're with a bunch of aliens, and you're, like, trying to overcome this enemy. It's really interesting. So you should try it. Edgeworld.
Edgeworld on Facebook now.
On Facebook.
It's like another Facebook game.
It's supposed to be the first MMORPG Facebook game.
Another Facebook game.
Yeah.
That's where we all are.
Edgeworld.
I'll give it a try. I'll try anything once.
Copy.
Nobody said it. All right, so the what you've been drinking portion of the podcast.
It says wave for Kinect.
God, that creeped me out.
I know. Sarah just started waving at absolutely nothing, and so everybody turns around thinking that somebody has like walked through a locked door.
And she like started waving where Sam and I have our backs towards. So she's just like,
oh, there's a giant screen that said wave for Kinect, and now there's a hand. I mean, it was happy I did that, okay?
Oh my God.
All righty then.
It's like iRobot.
So there has been some drinking going on this evening. And we want to make it really easy for everybody because we're all drinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For the last probably month and a half, 2 months, you've heard me talking about the search for the...
That's a hell of a bender. That's not where I thought you were going with that. I've been drunk for the last month
and a half.
Well, I'm trying to change that.
We've been talking about, or at least I have, the search for the sneaky. Which was the drink that I had at Sweet George's Juke Joint, or several of us had at Sweet George's Juke Joint in Atlanta. I finally obtained a bottle of a Firefly sweet tea flavored vodka. And Alex was kind enough to provide us with lemonade. And we have been drinking something that's real damn close to the Sweet George's Sneaky. So... I think that's about what
we're... No, can we be clear about something? Like, this isn't half iced tea, half vodka. This is straight vodka that tastes like iced tea. Or iced tea.
Iced tea.
It tastes like sweet tea. It's
like that what the Geek Squad tastes like?
Yeah.
I call it a dangerous Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
That is dangerous on the phone.
We don't need to talk about quantities.
Like, no, not quantities.
Okay.
There's been a bit of consumption this evening.
A bit.
I'm just saying, the pizza guy knows us by name, first of all. He had a special knock when he knocked it here. He was like... the most recent pizza we ordered. That's how we knocked at the door.
Yes. Pizza's on pizza. He did have a big giant smile. I think he knew Alex.
I got really nervous and I was biblical like
sense.
We needed more pizza and then I shut the door.
Biblical sense. That was
I'm
fast.
Just gonna ignore that. You
that was pretty fast.
I'm just ignoring that.
Alrighty then. So wow. So I think where we've been going for the last couple of episodes. We've been talking a lot about sex and games.
Makes me think of Salt and Pepper. Yes, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Oh, sorry, Sam. Whoa.
I'm laughing at Sarah.
You know the song.
And she's doing a little dance to go along with it.
Oh, there's dance.
I'm like trying to be serious. We're way past that. Yeah, we are.
Oh, man. It's all about the speakers.
We've talked about... We've talked about sexism in games. We've talked about sex and gamers. I think there's a couple of different things we could talk about to wrap up tonight. And I want to kind of share this anecdotally. More interestingly, my mother is in town.
We can't help you with this one, Sam.
And... She actually listened to an episode of the podcast.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow.
There we go.
I'm sure that your mother is very important.
I forced her to. She was like held captive in the car, and I was listening to it. Because I try to listen to all of our episodes after we record them. And so she was kind of held captive in the car. She didn't have much choice. But she thought it was really interesting. But I don't think she really bought into the idea of how much sexism there is in games and how this affects girls. Until she went with me to Toys R Us. Mm-hmm. And she was looking for a very specific toy for P for her birthday. And so we searched and we searched, and there were several different things that she saw that I kind of pointed out to her. One of the things that I was looking for was a microscope. They have a preschool microscope that has like little slides and everything, and it's a real microscope and it has real slides, yeah. not the fakey kind of stuff. They didn't have it for preschoolers. They had them for like 8+, but then they had boys' microscopes and girls' microscopes.
No way.
Or boys' science kits and girls' science kits. So the boys' microscopes and boys' science kits, they had like, oh, look at algae and look at bugs and look at sections of this and look at sections of that. The girls' science kit, there was one, spot science.
Shut up.
And two, the perfumery. And those were the girls' science kits.
Oh my God. I was going to make a joke about, like, using the microscope on glitter, but that is so much worse than alien, like, flowers.
Because you didn't even get a microscope. Yeah, spa science. So you can make, like, bath salts and, yeah, yeah. This is what they have for girls.
Bath
so
what salts? Did your mom That's what they're say. Smoking in Michigan City.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry.
That's what they're doing in Michigan. In Michigan City.
There's a run on the girls' science kits at Toys R Us.
There will be now.
Not your mama's gamer. They are not learning. Condone any drug use.
Maybe they are learning something.
But the studio audience is
going. Ricky, come back.
Spa science, Ricky. Spa science. Okay. So that was kind of the first thing. Mm-hmm. Then second, she was like, well, he's really into rockets. She's like, rocket ships, spaceships. She wants to go to the moon. She wants to be, as she says, a pink astronaut when she grows up.
That's adorable.
You know, I'm down with the astronaut part. Not so much with the pink because I hate
pink. You
gotta
let
but
it go.
She wants to, I know. I'm letting go. I'm letting
you
go
are,
of pink.
You're doing very good. You stopped making fun of me about my pink Xbox controller.
No, I haven't.
Well, let me put it this way. You stopped making fun of me to my face about my pink Xbox controller.
So, she's looking for this, we look all over, we finally find, like, a space shuttle, mm-hmm. right? That's like a kid's space shuttle, it's got little parts, it's got little, you know, makes sounds, and it does all these things, you know, so it's, you know, contributes to creativity and pretend play and so on and so forth. And it's got characters that go up in the space shuttle. All men. Mm-hmm. Every character mm-hmm. that they have to go up in the space shuttle, they're all men. And my mother's like, well, they don't have women astronauts. I said, not in this world. Don't you know this? And she's like kind of totally oblivious to the fact that this has been going on in the 40 years since she's had to buy like toddler toys for me. And she's, so it kind of starts to sink in for her at this point. Right. And then she's like, okay, well, we got her that. And then she's like, well, what else was she? I was like, well, she likes to build things. Right. So she goes, well, you know, let's go look over at the Legos. And I'm like, Lincoln Logs. I like wood toys for my kid. She's like, you like wood toys because they don't make noise. I'm like, so Lincoln Logs, and they had a great set of the commemorative all wooden Lincoln Logs, mm-hmm. not the new Lincoln Logs that all have plastic roofs and plastic. So Lincoln Logs are no longer all wood unless you buy the commemorative sets. They're like half wood, half plastic. They had Lincoln Logs and Tinker Toys. Then they had girls' Lincoln Logs and girls' Tinker Toys.
Come on.
The girls' Lincoln Logs, you could make a little cabin with a little bitty tiny pony barn next to it, and there was a blue and white pony and a pink and white pony that you could put in your pony barn, and then the little plastic fence that you put, the plastic gate you put on your fence was pink and white, and it was called, like, you know, like Susie's OK Corral or some crazy shit like that. And then the Tinker Toys, which are, you know, the wooden discs that you, like, pop the little sticks into, yeah, they were all pink.
Wow.
And this is what they have for you. And see, and you laughed at me when I said, no, it was you who laughed at me when I said, I was reading Cinderella ate your, I'm pointing to Sarah, when I was like, Cinderella ate my daughter, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of shit that our girls are really having to deal with, right? We talk about how we see this in video games, and we're like, oh, but video games are kind of, it's kind, you know, kind of understandable because this has always been the boys' realm. Since when have games, period, been the boys' realm? You can't go to fucking Toys R Us without getting hit in the face with pink Lincoln Logs and spa science. right? It's really fucked up all around.
It's really fucked up.
It is so fucked up. But, you know, it feels to me like we haven't come that far. I mean, earlier we were talking, Samantha and I, about our closeness in age. And I remember, you know, like Princess Leia, I put it in my little blog post. It was a big deal. She was tough. She was this leader. You know, in the 70s, and it was all about bringing mom out of the kitchen, and she was going to go to the workforce. And it's like we took a giant leap back somewhere and all that. Like, it was like they were trying to do something, and then it went, arr.
Well, you know what worries me, though, is like I under it's a problem when all of the toys for girls are normed the exact same way. Like, princess culture, pink, all the stuff. But at the same time, like, I've got to, like, you still have to be... Maybe not. Maybe it's way too much past that. Like I myself, I'm a little happy that they're even making toys for girls and considering girls, and you know, because I imagine that there'd be a time when they wouldn't even think girls would play with Lincoln Logs, you know. So like, at least they're part of the audience, but it's still, it's probably, it's, I think it's, they should be doing better, I guess.
I'm just trying to figure out why there have to be pink Lincoln Logs.
Yeah,
you know, if you're building a log cabin, really, regardless of what your gender is or what your sex is or what your sexuality is, how likely are you to build a pink fucking log cabin?
Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, I don't know that, and I can't say I'm happy that they're even considering, because they're not considering in any positive way. Mm. It's like, well, you know, how do we try to market this to girls? Because they're already assuming, one, that girls aren't playing with Lincoln Logs.
Right.
And they are.
Right.
Well, the problem, I mean, I remember the controversy when Barbie supposedly was, I hate math. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, math is hard.
Math is hard. That's what she said. Math is hard. And, you know, for how
spa
long?
Science.
Yeah,
for spa science. And that's exactly what I thought of when I saw spa science. I was like, Science is hard. I'll make bath salts. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and you walk into any toy. I mean, Walmart, Meijer, Target, you know, and there's the giant pink aisle, and then there's, like, the action figure aisle.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, when will that ever go away? I don't know if it will.
I mean, and that's, like, that's even, like, and there's one copy that has been there since the beginning of time in Target that my kid picks up every time we go to Target. Babysitting Mama. Have you seen this?
Uh-uh.
It's by the makers of Cooking Mama. It's Babysitting Mama. And it's this weird bulbous headed baby doll that looks a lot like Cooking Mama with no hair, but it's got like the one little cupid curl, right? And it's got a diaper on, and what you're supposed to do is ram your Wii controller up his ass, and it becomes a controller. And it's called Babysitting Mama. Why? Because it's another one of those damn games that are supposed to be what? Geared toward girls.
Lord, I hated dolls.
That you want to babysit.
I had a doll that was a big deal in the 70s because it like had bodily functions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Baby Alive.
And I left this thing out in the rain for 3 days. I mean, he peed for the rest of its existence.
It was full of water.
I hated dolls. Yeah,
in the shower.
Oh, I hated dolls. But that's all anybody wants to give you when you're a girl.
I never had any dolls either.
I mean, Star Wars figurines, I was good. Yeah, but don't give me a damn doll.
Well, P has had, you know, she turned 3 yesterday. She has yet to get dolls. She got a bike. She did get a pillow pet because she wanted the dolphins. It was simply because she's interested in aquatic animals.
But you
so
get
she
her
got
what
a,
she asked for.
I get
like
what
she asked for.
I don't.
Doll.
If she asked for a doll, yes, I'm not the crazy, you know, feminazi bitch from hell that won't buy her. Now, if she asks for a Barbie, I tell her no, and she says why. I said because we don't buy those, so she does not get Barbies.
Well, I think that's a pretty safe line to draw. I mean,
we don't get Barbies.
Yeah,
you know, we don't get anything that's unrealistically proportioned.
Right.
She's not getting Barbies. She's not getting those fucking Bratz dolls. Exactly.
Ugh.
And we don't do Disney.
Well,
I think all of those are pretty. All of those are really reasonable, though. I think
so.
Well,
like they're over sexualized.
Yeah,
like. More sexualized, you know, 8 to 12 year olds in Bratz case, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like totally unrealistic.
Like size -2.
Math is hard. Like, no, that's a
you know
a realistic thing to keep away
you
from
know
your
what?
Kids.
To me, I blame men. Ricky.
Hey, at least they're not homies dolls.
Oh my god, homies dolls.
Yeah. What is this?
They are terrible.
What is this? Homies
they're,
dolls.
They're like Bratz, but they're basically
they're boys.
Well, no, they're They're marketed to the cholo contingent. Basically, a lot of zoot suits, a lot of suspenders, a lot of tattoos, and they have backstories about where they grew up as gangsters, or usually centered in Oakland or somewhere on the West Coast.
I have not heard of these things. That sounds horrible.
I'll pull it up online.
Nice. Oh. I'm going to go buy a piece of Homies dolls.
Yeah, check this out.
Wait, she's
got
one.
Yeah, look.
Ew, oh, that's scary. No. Is that a Native American?
No, he's just a long haired.
What's the dude with the hat?
Mijo's homie.
Yeah.
I like the little hoodie guy.
Oh, we're going to have to make sure we post a picture of that so everybody
can see. Eminem looking one there.
He does look like Eminem.
I mean, some of this shit that they're marketing to as kids is so utterly offensive.
Horrible.
I mean, we talked about offensive. We were talking about Duke Nukem last week.
Oh,
and, okay, I have to say this. I won't mention who it was or who this person writes for, but I was listening to a podcast this week, and it was Joystick, and it was this week's Joystick if anybody else wants to go listen to it. But they did a panel. No, it wasn't anybody from Joystick, but it was a panel. And there was someone who writes for a magazine who was sitting on the panel, who was basically chastising another person on the panel for saying that the game was rampantly offensive. It was like, well, you know, it's just kind of the way it was, you know?
It's
not just racist. It's not racist. It's just the way it is. And as long as it's funny every now and then, I'm okay with it. It's not racist. It's not sexist. He's supposed to get blowjobs from two blondes. Yeah, that's cool shit.
Wait.
It's
not
kinda funny.
If they're supposed to be.
It's not sexist if girls are supposed to be giving you a blowjob.
Oh, my God.
It's just crazy
Holy shit.
And like I said, I won't say who it is.
Nicole Spagnoli's on it, right? Nicole? She's on Joystick, right?
Is she on Joystick?
I thought she was.
She wasn't different. They did it in sections, and she wasn't in the section that had the panels, I don't think.
All right.
Don't hold me to that. Don't hold me to that. You might be thinking Podcast Unlocked.
Yeah, maybe.
Because that's IGN.
Wow. Anyway, that's
Podcast Unlocked. That's what that is that you're thinking of.
The Duke Nukem, that was in the news too. People were giving it really bad reviews.
It kind of makes me happy though that it's just getting such terrible reviews and selling no copies.
Good.
I kind of am like, yeah, suck it. That's what you deserve.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, that's what our society seems to understand, right? It's the market. Mm. So if they don't make any money, they won't make the game. So it is good.
You know, one would hope that, you know, if they don't make any money, they say, you know what? Maybe that shit was just too crazy. Maybe it was too sexist. Maybe it was too racist. Maybe it was just too fucking out there and we shouldn't do that.
And maybe we're not understanding that a significant portion of the gaming market is towards women now. Even for hardcore games, even for console games and PC games, like, women are a big part of that market, and if you're going to expect to sell any copies, then you need to not have your opening scene be two blondes giving your stupid white male heterosexist or
heterosexual, yeah.
Heterosexual protagonist a blowjob.
Well, and then overly sexualized as well, isn't he, like, hulking with his muscles?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what separates that from, like, L.A. Noir? I mean, we talked about last week about the victims and, you know,
that's a good question.
Hello, pubic hair, you know.
Mm. Well, you know, when L.A. Noir starts out, you have the protagonist who seems to be sympathetic.
Yeah.
Right? But there's always this weird kind of under vibe going, you know, without having spoilers, right? We have the flashbacks from the war that suggest that there's something not quite right about him.
Yeah, there's something.
I was about to say not quite white, but not quite.
There's something very white about him.
There's something very white about him. There's something not quite right about him. You know, and even as the game progresses, kind of where he hangs out and who he hangs out with, you know, starts to suggest that maybe he is not the family man that he proposes to be.
Yeah.
So there's all this interesting stuff going on at the same time.
I agree.
As everyone gets up and heads over to the cooler at the same time.
Oh, we'll refill you. Oh, no, you're still
good. No, I'm good for right now.
Just out there, contraband. Anyway. I'll get in on this.
I'm being good.
What's that?
I'm being good.
Oh,
I don't know how you did your concoction.
So, what the difference between Duke Nukem and L.A. Noir as far as the sexism goes? I mean, Duke Nukem's so in your face, it's almost like... I didn't mix it yet. It's almost like they are... I mean, and they're obviously like trying to be over the top. But I think L.A. Noir, Rockstar, was... really trying. I'm really nervous right now. Woo! Okay. Yum.
Well, hasn't that been on Rockstar's ethos to begin
with? Well, no. So what I was going to say is that, like, according to, you know, in the last Rockstar games, you're, like, you're killing hookers and taking their money. And it's like, off-putting in a different way in this game because it's so much more subtle. So it feels different to me. So I don't know.
Well, like we said before, they put it in a historic context, and so that does put a different spin on it. I suppose they're trying to say that Duke Nukem is too.
And I'm agreeing with you guys on that. I think that's we kind of talked about this before. Is I think that they're using.
I don't have anything.
They're using the historical context to kind of justify
right. well, yeah.
both the racism and the sexism. Yeah. Now, there's the racism
comes
in this
way
case.
Out later, if you haven't.
Well, I haven't gotten to that part, but I think even from the beginning,
the very first case
is more covert mm-hmm. earlier on than it has been in other Rockstar games because it doesn't come in any racist comments, but it comes in representation. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, because all of the characters of color that we have seen thus far, well, African-American characters are kind of just kind of these country dullards.
Yeah.
To say the very
That's
least.
Exactly right.
And then
wearing overalls and caps.
Right.
So, spoiler, you haven't come across anybody?
No, we haven't come across okay. it. I haven't either. I haven't, and I'm about halfway through, I think, the second CD. Or DVD.
I was interested to figure that, because I'd come across that part already, and I was interested to know you guys' thoughts, because it becomes...
No, I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
Don't tell me it gets worse. And then the Hispanics that we come across, you know, we get the dead woman who is the first woman who has been...
It just makes you nervous to see that happen. Did I tell you I'm going to stay at the Union?
You don't have far to walk. The first isn't she the first woman that we actually see that's been sodomized?
The first woman I think that we see is that naked that we
not have? Naked but sodomized.
Sodomized. Okay. You may be right.
I think she is the first woman that we actually see who's been sodomized, and it is and they find her, and it's because her husband, who is very much the homie. Mm-hmm. And is hanging with his homies when they...
Oh, yeah, he's that guy.
Yeah, and was hanging with the... He's the 1940s homie. Is hanging with the homies when they find him, and they have to beat down his homie in order to get to him.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Is a suspect because he has been beating his wife.
Yeah.
Because all Mexicans do that.
Oh, well, there's no ethnic group spared. They even...
Well,
put...
before I got here.
They do with Italians too. They make Italians look like thugs. You know, I mean, really, the only people that come out okay.
The white people all look like racist. I mean,
they all look like racist jerks, or
but that's okay because they're racist against these minority folks
who
deserve it because they're not living the way that they're supposed to.
Right.
The women are whores,
right?
And the men are either beating their wives, want to beat their wives, or in organized crime,
right? Right, that's the betrayal.
Well, and actually, the beating their wife thing becomes sort of an excuse at one point, because the guy's like, no one's killing these women. The only people who would kill a woman is her husband, probably because she was sleeping around on him. So it's almost like the beating their wives part becomes sort of like, oh, those boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys. They're small. And, of course, if your wife is sleeping around on you, you suspect she is, you have the right to beat the shit out of her.
Well, obviously, you're going to kill her.
Right. Because she's dishonored you.
Yes. But anyway, there's I can handle playing through that game and, like, thinking about the racism and sexism, subtle or not subtle, and I would never be able to sit through Duke Nukem.
That's true. It's more in your face. They're not even trying. I don't know.
And I don't know why I can sit through this. Because I'm usually the one...
I was really surprised.
Yeah.
I'm usually the one that's pretty sensitive. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because it comes... So it sneaks up on you, and it comes later in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, as I'm chewing pizza, I'm not playing the game because I'm necessarily enjoying it anymore.
Yeah.
But it's like a train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm playing the game to see what happens next.
Yeah.
Well, and the rich white people come off pretty bad. I mean, but the thing of it is, we know historically that the LAPD, right, were corrupt, too, you know? So.
Oh, yeah, especially in this time period.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I became more forgiving as I went through, but at the same time, more, you know, appalled at the representations and dialogue.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, they do kind of get everybody, you know? Everybody looks like bad,
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I buy that.
Well, I don't think... I mean, women don't even get a shot so far in the game. They're dead sodomized.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
You know?
Yeah, or they're... Yeah, giant whores. No, the women never come off well.
Right.
Mm-mm. So, which is true, right? We're all either Madonnas or we're whores. That's the way it is.
Well, I obviously...
Have we seen any Madonnas? Well...
No, I guess we haven't.
Cole's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Up until, but we haven't seen her.
That's true.
Well, we see her in the opening. We'll see her later.
Yeah.
Okay. I like I said, I'm only halfway through the second DVD.
Oh, I almost said a spoiler. I won't say it.
Anyway. I just, you're dead. Yeah.
How do you know? You're not ahead of me in the game.
Spoiler for the audience.
Oh.
Well, but it, you know, and I
spoilers only important if they're about me.
Well, and I did learn more of an appreciation for the game as I was playing.
Yeah, because you didn't care for it.
No, I really hated it, but I am a lot more interested in it. So what else have we got?
We didn't do our news.
No, we didn't.
We did an issue first. That's
the we did an issue first. But I think there's a good segue here into Alex's gamified porn.
Alex's. Okay.
Oh, that's
stress
mine.
That.
That's all yours.
Yeah.
I'm not blushing. Yeah, it's my porn. Okay.
Well, you hang out with
people. What was that? Yeah. So there's a.
I wish I had it up.
Remember now.
Ouch.
So there's this.
What? I just laughed so hard I got a headache. That's all.
There's this first ever gamified porn. Very exciting. We listened to the trailer for it, or watched the trailer for it. And the music is great. For real, too. I know that's
not
sarcastic.
No,
but
it's not. Really yeah, it's really good music. Like, I want to figure out the song.
And hold on, I'm going to pull it here. I'm going to play it in a minute. And it's only for Android phones, but there's prizes and points, and I think it's all girl and girl, we said, right?
Well, it appeared to be.
Yeah, it's appeared to be so far. So it's supposedly it's tasteful, so I don't know what that means.
Well, it's called Femjoy.
It's called Femjoy.
Now, so maybe it is all girl and girl.
Makes me think that it wouldn't be geared necessarily towards men either.
Well, it's geared toward men because it's real lipstick lesbian porn.
Oh, okay.
So even if they want to call it lesbian porn, it's not for us.
So it said it says it's tasteful and smart.
Tasteful and smart.
It's the first ever app to combine game mechanics and explicit content.
Well, I'm not surprised that finally got married.
So do you level up?
That's what she said.
I'm already maxed out.
Thank you, studio audience. So Femjoy Android app. We'll put the link up on our page here.
I was going to say it didn't come up in my search results.
Are you trying to download it over there?
No, I was just looking if it would come up on the market.
Femjoy Pure Nude Android app. So I think that's sort of interesting. Here, let me
What is it that you do? It's a game?
It says there's points. It doesn't... It's kind of a...
We really should have had that playing when it seems to get a game.
Okay, anywho. And, oh, I paused it on some serious nudity there. Okay. Let me close that. Don't open at work. Oops.
Shocking.
Put the sweet tea away and the porn. So I think it's sort of interesting that, I mean, usually it's porn that drives the technology for different mediums. So I'm sort of interested. I'm interested that apps have existed for a long time and are just finally coming to
porn. Well, it's interesting that they chose that one.
It's
not called, like, Blowjob Joy. I mean, it's called Femjoy, and it's girl on girl. I mean, maybe they're figuring that's the widest net.
I was going to say, maybe they're thinking that that's the widest net that can cast to kind of get,
I guess you're right,
male and female users. Yeah, I mean, and I think I agree with you that interestingly enough, I think that porn does drive a lot of game mechanics or drive a lot of tech innovation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, back to like the first record ever. That was like people doing it. It was the first record they had.
Was the first record?
Yeah, like the record, like big,
like LP,
yeah,
vinyl.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was Thomas Edison being like, "Mary had a little lamb."
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was Victrola. That's a thing, right?
I don't.
Yeah,
it might have been the first Victrola record with porn. I don't remember.
Okay.
I'll Google it later.
And then you'll have to post it to the blog.
Are you whispering over there?
But I mean, I think back to. So we could actually like
AOL. No, okay, I'm sorry.
Well,
sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to, when I was in graduate school, there was this guy who was like really huge into porn.
Okay.
And did nothing but.
Now that is what she said.
Samantha always starts these sentences, man, and it's like, where is she going? There was this guy. He was really huge. In porn.
It's like Sarah's voicemail messages. Then Sarah calls me when she's blackout drunk. Alex, this is Sarah and Sam.
Kind of.
Haha.
Well, I like Samantha. Maybe this tells us about insight into Samantha right now. There was a guy, he was huge.
In the porn.
In the porn.
Anyway, I guess we could probably like finish your story. This is
like
my
now
that we have checked.
I'm leaving.
Ended
a lot of editing.
Oh, we don't.
We don't edit.
We don't edit jazz.
We're in the wrong. We are in the wrong. Miko Camino.
That's what she said.
Oh, she just got awesome.
Oh boy.
So the huge guy.
Who got banned from using departmental computers?
Ooh. I got sad.
Because he installed all these porn applets on the machines in the computer lab. And they were innovative for the day because they were kind of video chat apps that allowed you to see either live naked women or naked avatars while you chatted with them.
Like the first ever dancing night elf on top of a mailbox.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And this was something that, I mean, and this was back in, jeez, this was back in the early 90s, mm-hmm. Right? Right, and that's something that we didn't even see in game technologies until far later,
mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, yeah, I mean, porn did really kind of drive it because there was more at stake for photorealism when you start talking about pornography than there ever was for gaming.
Oh, yeah.
And it was always a kind of a big ticket item, and there was no gap between big and ticket.
I know. I was thinking out of my big ticket item,
right?
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty interesting stuff. I mean, I think there's really something to be said about that.
Well, maybe we could do that for next episode.
I'm just surprised that we don't have more like vibrating. Well, you said there are techno dildonics.
Techno dildonics.
Tele dildonics.
I mean, but then there was also that Wii game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're right. The Wii game where the controller was
something.
Are we talking about a different one?
Oh, yeah, that one from Japan or something where they.
It was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was two different ones. One that they had banned the game because it was you could spank people with it.
Right, that was the one that was never released in the U.S. Has not been released in the U.S.
But yeah, the game itself was very tame, just the way you played it. But the one from Japan,
well, what I think is that there is this technology out there, and it has been there for a long time, especially with teledildonics. But it's just sort of underground. Like you have to visit and search those things out.
Well, field trip, I guess. Lion's Den.
Until you run into them. Because I remember hearing about teledildonics, like, I think it was like 9 years ago was the first time I'd ever heard about that.
I would agree. Teledildonics have been around for a while, but they've never been more specifically released for one mainstream consoles and never kind of made it into kind of mainstream media until more recently.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like the Atari games didn't, right? They were really underground.
Yeah,
they had no idea Custer's Revenge ever existed.
Right.
Because they weren't released with the kids' games, right?
Right.
But then you have stuff like, you know, you have stuff like the, you know, Spank Your Partner game. Mm-hmm. And then you have stuff that even came out 10 years ago when the first kind of Avatar-based MMOs came out.
Mm-hmm.
There was, you know, I wish I could remember the name of the producer that made those games. It'll probably come to me later. But there was also kind of sex-based MMO worlds. Where you could,
not really what MMO worlds are all about.
Well, I mean, MMO worlds are thinly veiled in some way, usually,
yeah.
But this was not.
Okay.
It was specifically for sex and alternative sexualities, right? Mm-hmm. So there was, you know, there were lots of kind of, Avatar accessories you could buy for bondage and domination, for all kinds of sex play. And this is what the world was about. And you paid a premium to participate in this. So if their regular kind of social MMO was $9.95 a month, the one that was based on kind of alternative sexualities and geared toward sex was $14.95 a month. Right? I mean, and this is kind of where they were. I want to say it was not...
But they don't seem to have succeeded in the same way that, like, World of Warcraft, where people do that. They have, like, little communities where they can go and do that, right? There's, like, little bars. I mean, it's almost like it has to be kind of...
Right.
On the DL, or it won't work, you know?
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is that nobody wants to do sex play all the time, right?
What?
That's true.
Oh, that's true. True. So true, you guys. True.
Well, it definitely needs to... I mean, it's definitely going to be a part of any community where you have human beings, especially, like, I guess human beings. I was like, normal. That's not what I meant. I meant, like, people who...
Well, I mean, you're right. But I was going to say, more like in the PC online is where you see it. Like, I mean, I don't think we have any scandals of the Xbox yet of people chatting and having, like, sex.
Come on, are you kidding me? I mean, do you? No, I mean, I have actually had to kind of ban folks from being able to show me their video chat, like in games, because if you turn your video on during games, if you're like sitting around playing spades, then whatever they're broadcasting shows up next to their name.
Penis. Another penis.
Exactly, penis.
Another penis. Oh, serious? This one's just a regular dude. Oh, he's backing up. Oh, no, took out his penis.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. This is chat roulette on Xbox Live?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I wonder if it's been slower to be like so prominent because of
was it Anthony?
Because it hasn't been like as social of a medium. Like Xbox hasn't, like a lot of their games, maybe just within the last few years, have become really social games.
And they're so family oriented, right? You know.
Especially the Wii games certainly.
Yeah.
But
the Wii games are.
But I just wonder, like, if the more social it gets, the more sexual it's going to get.
I wondered how bad that was going to get with the new Kinect chat.
Mm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you can... But that's supposed to be avatar-based. But the actual camera was actually showing you footage of people. And that was when you'd be sitting there playing spades with somebody, and then all of a sudden you just see this guy's junk in the camera. You're like, really?
Really? But why is that supposed to be hot? I guess it's a whole different topic.
I think it's like... It's not like a hot thing. It's like a slasher. Like they...
Mm-hmm. And I have a PS3.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
It's like, I got a PS3. I haven't been online in months. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's like, I'm writing my thesis the first time I've been out of my house.
I have a huge disagreement with that.
Well, also, it seems like so many people are online now that, like Sam said, you don't want to do the sex play all the time, so people are going into these specialized communities. So if there were a place on Xbox where people went and, like, had, I don't know, furry sex or whatever, then we would never come into contact with it unless we sought that out.
Furry sex.
And we're part of, like, the furry sex community.
Which is a whole other world in its own.
That's sort of a game, right? The only thing I know about it is from, like, one CSI I watched.
Yeah, that's what's in
Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds.
Oh, mine was CSI.
Yeah.
They dressed up in their little fur outfits.
Right. Yeah, I saw that CSI.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the heck?
Maybe it was CSI.
And no offense to furries out there.
Yeah, no offense.
So.
I mean a little offense. Come on here and defend yourself. That'd be exciting.
We accept people from all different backgrounds. Surprised we don't have a furry game yet.
They probably do. It's underground.
I'm sure it's there somewhere. Anywho, now that both of you are on your phones, I think maybe we're... Are we being boring?
No, I was actually looking for the name of the sex MMO that I was thinking of.
Okay.
And I couldn't find it. That's all. I'm not, like, texting people. Yeah, my cup's almost empty. I'm not texting people and such.
Just tip upside down in your chair and I'll just pour it in your mouth. Shake it up.
I'm a little old for that.
Samantha.
I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, really interesting stuff out there. I mean, the medium allows for it. I'm waiting for the first Kinect-based sex game.
Yeah. Well, they had, I remember a few years ago, we were talking about Teledildonics. I'm going to try and couch this as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about Teledildonics in a new media class that I had. Don't be making that dig signal at me.
Audience member.
And so we were looking some stuff up about it. And they had, like, full body things that you, like, strap yourself into that was supposed to be, like, virtual reality suits. And it didn't work for anything except these porn applications. And so, like, you get strapped in, and who knows, things were strapped in places, and then, like, it would give you sensations based on whatever the computer program was. Or, like, you'd be talking to somebody else, and they would be like...
They had control over the suit.
They have control over the suit. And so those have been around for a long time.
I'm surprised they don't take off more.
I don't know.
I imagine they're very, very expensive.
I imagine so.
Maybe you can buy them in porn stores, though.
It's like that Friends episode where she's like, 1, 5, 3, 7, 7. Or 7. No one knows what I'm talking about. Okay. Someone out there will.
16.
I think we're a little old for Friends.
Anyway, so my point was is that...
that too.
My point was that I wonder if they're going to come up with something like that for the Kinect. Like some sort of thing that can give you a sensation on your body based on like where the person on the other end puts their hands.
It's hard to say. I mean, I'm still waiting for smell-o-vision. You know what I mean? Like there's certain
or
aspects...
Or Wonka-vision.
There's certain aspects of technology that just never seem to take a leap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't stay, they don't work. It just isn't there. So I wonder if it just doesn't.
And maybe porn's just too taboo.
Maybe you want some anonymity. You know, like maybe you don't want people seeing you through the Kinect.
That's why chat rooms were just awful places to go because people immediately would start
awful
you know,
or. Fantastic.
ASL.
I mean, think about it. Like I was probably like 13
AOL?
Through 16 in AOL.
ASL.
Awesome. Yeah, ASL.
But yeah,
it means American Sign
AOL.
Language, right?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Age, sex, location.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Ricky's been PMing people.
So,
no, I think. I think
you're right.
That chat rooms. Yeah, and chat rooms have been those interesting spaces because of that, and also dangerous spaces for kids.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. If we're pushing it to like a World of Warcraft, like it's kind of gone into that realm. It is where kids are too. I mean, it's not just an adult thing anymore. It's where we all are. You know.
Right.
Which is kind of creepy. Can be.
It could go horribly wrong.
What I find really interesting is that like Nintendo said that they're doing away with friend codes with the Wii U. And that was always their excuse for why they used the friend codes is to, you know, to make kids safe. And that was, but then at the same time, hardcore gamers were like, these friend codes are stupid because you got to enter the friend code and they enter the friend code. You can't just friend people. You have to know their codes beforehand.
Oh,
so you got to know the individuals and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And it wasn't like, you know, Xbox Live or it wasn't like Xbox Live where you could like,
can you
just
browse?
Find anybody?
Well, you can't browse, but if you like enter a spades game and you mm-hmm. and you see somebody that you want to play with again, you just put in their friend, you put in their gamer tag, and you can friend them. That was never allowable on the Wii.
Since Sarah won't friend me, I imagine she doesn't know how to friend.
I don't think that that's what's happening here. Honestly, mm-hmm. I did put out a friend request. Mm-hmm. Samantha and I are friends,
mm-hmm.
and we send messages mm-hmm. back and forth about you.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Oh, I get it. Like how awesome is Alex?
Yeah,
response,
that's what it is.
Really awesome.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah.
I understand.
That's exactly
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about your pink controller.
Not at all.
Need a second. I love my pink controller.
See, we should have had a drinking game tonight that was every time Alex says suck it, everybody has to drink.
She would have said it like for 5 minutes straight.
I absolutely would have.
We all take a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Even our audience members.
I already finished mine.
There's more for you.
I'm not sure it's dark enough.
Audience member.
All right. So, sex and games. Any other interesting things we want to throw out there?
There's something else on our news.
Oh, okay.
Ask. Oh, it's boring. It's not boring, but it's an article on Gama Sutra about like starting a revolution against heterosexual male white protagonists because it's really, really boring.
Well, I think what's interesting is that coming out of E3, that a lot of the games that have had in the past the default heterosexual male characters, but still have the ability to customize characters and make female characters, are going to do some marketing with the female avatars on like the cover or market their games with those female characters on the forefront rather than the male ones. And I think that's a pretty interesting thing, because I know that they were doing for Mass Effect 3, they're actually doing some cover art with the female Shepard.
Well, the female Shepard has been a super successful protagonist. Like, I've heard... she gets pretty naked and things like that, but...
And she has sex with a female alien.
Right, exactly. So there's these other behaviors.
Much like Captain Kirk.
However... Mm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I haven't thought about Captain Kirk in a long time.
Oh, I do.
Speaking of Stella Dubonic.
Why do you think I talked that way?
That's it! Sarah's secretly William Shatner. what the hell was I talking about?
Somebody about
the female Shepherd.
Oh, she was like way more popular. And I remember listening to all those podcasts for stats and stuff. A lot of them were just in love with her. I mean, everybody played as her. You know?
Oh yeah.
So I think that's a smart move for video games to do that. Unlike Brink, suck it, Brink.
Drink. She can't right now.
I can't drink right now.
Well, you know, I did. One of my friends and I were supposed to go hang out tomorrow, and so I was responding to a text. And I was just sitting here thinking, this has nothing to do with, I guess, what our current conversation. Certain spaces do become sexualized and some don't. Texting, we have sexting.
Uh-huh.
I think, but yet you don't see that happen in that space. I'm just curious what technology will and what won't. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think that you're absolutely right, is that there is some added eroticism to non-visual sexual or sexualized spaces.
Yeah, but he'll send pictures, I mean, like the Anthony Weiner, his unfortunate name, I mean, he sent out his...
Why would you Twitter that? Can we just talk about that? What was he thinking?
It's another space that's apparently
you're putting
become,
it
like,
in public. You have 10,000 followers. He knew that. I don't care how drunk I am. I'm not going to be putting pictures of my stuff on Facebook. What was he thinking?
People are dumb, you.
Yeah, I know he's dumb, but
they're dumb, but yeah.
Well, you know, they said he Twittered it, but did he actually Twitter it publicly, or did he direct message somebody with those images?
He was direct messaging.
But that's still public, isn't it?
No, direct messages are not public. It's like sending someone a Facebook message.
Or an email. I didn't know that.
But, you know, this was the same question. The same stupid question is, why would you send somebody something like that? And, you know...
Looking at you, Brett Favre.
Why would you... Brett Favre, yeah. You know, why would you leave a record of that in any way, shape, or form?
Exactly, shape, or form.
You know...
That's a huge
if you want somebody to see your
that is a huge mistake.
If you want somebody to see you jump that bad, walk over, ring their doorbell, flash them, and walk away.
I mean, put on a mask. Don't put it to your fucking Twitter account.
I mean, it's like the cyber version of the trench coat. You know, it's like they think they can go wink, and then, you know, I don't know.
And it disappears, right? It doesn't exist anymore.
No, what's going on in people's heads? That's why when we talked about that, and I thought, God, you know, texting has become sexting, but we don't have, like, consext. You know, if we don't have it, like...
Well, like I said, I think, and that's what goes along with the, you know, people showing their junk on... I'm sorry. People showing their private anatomy on Xbox Live, right? Is because there is a certain amount of perceived anonymity, yeah, perceived. Because they know that they're projecting their image outward, but are not necessarily receiving the image of the person on the other yeah. on the other
you
end.
Know what, though, it's like,
so it is very much the trench coat. Ha ha! Look at this, right?
Well, and that's usually about a control, right? It's like it being able to control someone seeing you,
much like rape.
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Right. So, here's my question though. It's like I'm going to couch this again.
Okay.
And this is a hypothetical
You're
argument.
Very good at couching.
So thank you. I spend a lot of time couch sitting for people. So I would not be opposed if I was like on AOL in the 90s, right? Like I would not be opposed to posting pictures of my junk if I was a dude, right? Because you can't be traced to you, right? Because it's pretty anonymous. I don't know what that was. But your Xbox is a different story. Like that can always be traced to you, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Well, your IP address though can always.
So
well, your account, your Xbox Live account. You, when you sign up for it.
When your friends come over to watch Netflix on it, or when you're, you know, whatever. Like that's always right there, as opposed to like in the 90s and on AOL, it wouldn't be connected to you. Ricky's like, yes, I completely agree. Back there.
Okay, so there's two, there's not the anonymous.
But
so
it doesn't seem anonymous to me, is my point.
The same thing with sexting, though, I guess, is what my thing is.
No, that's attached to your phone number, man.
Yeah, that's attached to your phone.
That's certainly not anonymous, but people aren't sexting strangers, they're sexting
people
they know,
right?
Right, true.
True.
What were you going to say, Ricky?
I was going to say, I mean, it's with the advent of any, sorry, with the advent of any newly developing technology, is there's... it's usually the outliers or people that are really into it that kind of push it forward. Like you're saying about people that are really into pornography, mm-hmm. I mean, that's where all the video codecs come in. That's where streaming video came from.
Sure.
That's where all the audio came from.
Yeah.
And then, so that was one of the reasons why ASL kind of worked in the early 90s, because you didn't know, nobody can trace your IP address. Nobody knew anything except for the uber elite of the internet.
Sure.
And
no one cared what you were
yeah, doing. No one cared. Yeah, exactly. You know, I chatted with probably were 30-year-old men, you know, thinking like, hey, it's another dude that's really into a Tomb Raider or whatever game, you know, which, you know, I don't know why I mentioned that game, but it's
oh, we know.
That was a shitty game, but
sales. Sorry.
But no.
Ricky's like, screw you guys. I'm sitting down.
I'm sitting back.
Okay, my little girl science kit sitting in the corner.
But it
I'm going to smoke my bath salts. No. You're talking much more than me, please.
Yes,
no.
That's true.
No, I mean, there's a lot more anonymity when a technology first comes to the forefront, when it's starting to develop. I mean, my mom wasn't on AOL 2.0. My dad wasn't. I was the one that was usually clogging up the phone line.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, I was like, oh, like, now there's starting to be weird stuff with 5.0 or 4.0, mm-hmm. whatever. And that's when you're like, okay, now people can kind of, once stuff starts getting sent to your email box because you've chatted with someone a week ago, that's when it starts to get sinister. Mm-hmm. But in the very beginning, it does seem a lot more innocent.
Like, you know, look at MySpace.
Yeah.
Geez, you need a shot of penicillin if you go to these days. You know, I mean, it's...
Well, I remember Sherry Turkle, in her most recent book, was talking about how identity play is so important for, like, 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was fine before the internet, and it was even fine in the early internet, because you could play with your identity. You could say you were a 30-year-old male, or you could say you were a 16-year-old transsexual, or whatever you wanted. And you could, like, play out what that would feel like and what that would be like and how.
And it was a safe,
it was a safe space.
And it was a safe space, especially if you were a queer kid or even a queer adult who had not come out of the closet yet to kind of practice that sexuality or to practice that sexuality, right? Now, kids can't do that shit.
You can't do that.
Because they disappear, like, in parks, and they go to meet, like, 30-year-old men who say, yeah, I'm a 15-year-old boy,
too.
But
they can do it online. It's completely safe.
But it's not, though.
It's
because,
not.
Because think about it. Like, on Facebook and MySpace, like, those are connected to people in your everyday life. And so there's no... Like, her point was that there's all these underdeveloped kids that are going to be coming growing up soon because they never got the chance to play with their identity because their online personas aren't anonymous anymore.
Well, that and as much as we like to think that people are much more technologically savvy, there's a lot that... a lot of information that people willingly give up online.
Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. you can find someone's address. You can find their phone number. You can find what school
a lot
go to.
More easily than you well, can before. Yeah. If you Google anyone these days or look them up on, you know, white pages, or you can find their phone number and their address.
Yeah, more than that.
Babes in the Woods talked about that.
Yeah, the Babes in the Woods.
Yeah,
there's one website. I don't remember what it is, but my students and I visited it, and I looked myself up. It said where I lived. It had the Google map of where I lived. I mean, the satellite picture.
Did it have like a...
It had my
like
income.
A road with like an axe over it or something?
It said I was single. It said my income. I mean, it said everything. And I'm like, well, there you go. Yeah. This is like a, you know...
Well, because it's all public information.
Well, it should serve as an S, but same thing, yeah.
It's all public information, and a lot of these services are now collecting all of that information in one spot.
I did not want people to know I was single. And then how much money I made.
And where you live.
And yeah, with like the Google, here it is. You know?
Like, and here's our house.
Yeah, this is what it looks like.
It says I make a lot more than I actually make, and it said that for a few years.
But. Well, I think it said I had a kid, too, but I sold her.
You have to sign up for this.
It was yeah. No, this one was free. It was like, I want to say like...
Okay, I spelled my name wrong.
I can't think. We just happened to cross the street.
Well, dang it. Gonna,
it was scary as hell. It really was. It was.
You gotta find that out, because I want to know.
I will, and you're probably on it. I mean, pretty much if you're on a social networking site, you're on it.
How did they know how much money you make?
They would probably...
It's public record.
Yeah.
If you work a certain place, if you work for Purdue, it's public record.
Really?
No,
say what?
I Googled my name, and there's an Enrique Reynoso that was a Florida sexual offender.
Oops.
Oh, 8 days before me.
Oh my God, really?
How do we know it's not you, Ricky?
Ricky.
8 days before me.
8 days before.
But anyway, so like even policing your identity on Google is so important to do now, because the stuff will stay on there, and when you're 25 and looking for a job, your employer will know that when you were 12, you played out what it would be like to, you know, have a transsexual relationship with a bunch of furries, not to hate on furries again.
No, but I mean, if that community is... You know, if that record is out there, yeah. If you post it on the video or a Yahoo.
So, yeah, we have these emotionally and sexually stunted kids because they either couldn't play with it or did, and then their family found out, you know.
I guess what I was saying is that back, when like in the 90s or the early 2000s, you go in chat rooms and you kind of could play.
You really could.
But now, you're right. I mean, it's harder. It's getting harder to play.
Yeah.
Copy. Yeah.
I know. That's all I can do too. Samantha's just shaking her head. These kids these days, you know.
Kids these days.
These PhD students. They say the darndest things.
They do. All right, folks. So, do we? I think that's it. We have for news.
That's all we got.
We definitely had an interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
With nice a live studio audience. Yeah. Woo! And an open bar.
Contraband.
So, once again, we'd like to thank you for joining us for the 12th episode of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast. 12 down, 288 to go. We're stopping at that point.
Are we going to be alive that long?
Oh, God. Yes, calculate it.
I'll get back to you next year when I figure that out.
When you
figure
that one out.
Drinking like this for long.
Contrabanding.
So, as always, if you have questions, comments, want to just rail on us for this, our 12th episode of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, you can email us at nymgamer@gmail.com. You can send us a message on Facebook. We're under NYM Gamer. You can send us a message on Twitter @NYMGamer.
Please don't tweet us your junk.
please don't tweet us your junk.
Especially if you're a senator. Ricky's over there with his picture phone, like. Yeah.
Or feel free to and definitely feel free to visit our website at nymgamer.com. So until next time. Well, we won't be talking about sex in video games.
We really need to bring it back to something else.
This is going downhill
fast.
We'll
talk about like religion in games.
Yeah.
There we go. We can talk about next time. That's horrible that would just follow it up. But I actually have written a number of things about religion in games online in blog posts. We can talk about it next time. We'll talk about religion in games. Hey! Yeah. Until next time, see you later, folks.
Bye. She's like, where's the stop?
But it's not enough.